High school students and teachers were celebrating even before they came ashore at the finish of the middle leg of the James River expedition. For 8 days, they'd been camping along the river on a field trip focused on ecology and environmental stewardship.
Every day they cover anywhere from maybe 10 to 20 miles paddling downriver, so that's the biggest chunk of time spent. They also do water quality testing, macroinvertebrate sampling. They tour manufacturing facilities, energy production plants, riverfront towns, outfitter shops, farms, that sort of thing. Anything that ties to the river, either relying on the river, benefiting from the river, or having an effect on the river, they will be given a tour by experts.
According to Gabe Silver, education and outreach manager, the expeditions are conducted by the James River Association as part of its ongoing effort to define a consensus-based community vision for the future of the river. Three teams are taking turns covering the 340 miles of the James River from Iron Gate in Allegheny County to the Chesapeake Bay.
The 340-mile James River drains a full quarter of the state's land area. It's important to almost 3 million Virginians as the watershed that they call home, whether we know it or not. So there's an immense amount that we know about the river. There's actually a lot that we don't know about the river. And to bring students and teachers along as we learn more about it and share that with the public is a really exciting program to be involved with.
We had a phenomenal time. It was a phenomenal experience. One of my students hadn't even been in a canoe before. She's expert paddler now. The other one had been in a canoe, and he was willing and able and very readily led part of the expedition. It was great.
Verina High School teacher Melinda Vandevelder says seeing the science makes it easier to teach the science.
It's easier to go with a visual and have them see clear water, have them test the water, and then talk about what happens as the water progresses downstream. And as human impact affects the water quality, we talk about why the water looks the way it does and smells the way it does, and so on.
Well, Ms. V recommended me to do it. Then I brought it to my mom's attention. She said, well, you should. It'll be a good experience. So I did it.
Chardonnay Carrington goes to Verina High. So does Austin Powell.
It's just a good experience to get into our river system that I grew up around almost all my life. And it just sounded like something interesting and a great learning experience.
The James River Expedition is funded by the Dominion Foundation.
The James River Association owes a big thanks to the folks at the Dominion Foundation. Dominion had the vision to support this project when we first came to them and proposed taking a group of students and teachers from the Allegheny Mountains to the Chesapeake Bay on the James last year. And then they had the commitment to support it again this year. The Dominion Foundation makes this experience possible to youth and educators in the communities they serve. And I think it's a uniquely fitting program for the Dominion Foundation to support because Dominion relies on the James for its generating capacity and Virginia citizens rely on the James not only for that electricity, but also for drinking water, irrigation, recreation, tourism, and the seafood economy. So we think it's a really fitting partnership, and we're very pleased to be working with them.
John Ogle, WCVE News.